Let It Shine is a Disney movie that would be better if it weren't a Disney movie. I'm Truth.
And I'm Lie.
Let's talk about it. All right. For real, though, this movie feels like a church movie that got hijacked by a Disney movie.
This movie feels like a BET movie that just BET was like, oh, this is a little too kiddie, and then sold it to Disney Channel.
Yeah. Or like, there was like a proper black writer that was like, oh, I want to write this story about the conflict of a character who has to live his Christian life and his regular hip-hop life, and, you know, how could he have a successful career if his dad's hounding him about his faith?
And is very against his rap career.
And then he submitted it, and the Disney's like, all right, I know what we're going to do. He has a famous female friend from the past, and his best friend's going to... They're going to think that his best friend is the actual rapper, but he's the real rapper. But they're not going to say anything until an hour and 28 minutes into the movie.
Literally.
Like, near the end of the movie.
Is when the reveal. Oh,
okay, so I took a lot of notes, actually, but my notes are more based on, like, what happened. So, initially, right, the movie had us hooked.
Oh, yeah, no, from the... Literally, I said, whoa, it's a minute in, and we're hooked. Invested,
dude.
It was like the church, the opening church scene, and they're dancing and singing, and it's like, wow, this is, man, they're really getting the black feel for this movie down. Like,
yeah, they nailed it at the beginning. They did a really good job. They had the choir, the gowns, the outfits. I mentioned even the pastor. It's like, okay, the pastor has a three-piece suit. It's like, that is very accurate, right?
Yeah,
and I appreciate that. I applaud the effort. I even said, like, yo, that church set doesn't look like a set. That is a church they rented, mm-hmm, right? Like, mm-hmm, flat out. You can't convince me that was a sound studio they made.
This scene made us coin the term blackurate.
Yep, this movie is very blackurate.
But it's very quick that we take away that tag.
Yeah.
it doesn't
that only lasted
long.
For like 20 minutes.
It's like 20 minutes. Wow, this is really blackurate.
Yeah, it was revoked, bro. revoked.
It lost its blackurate pass.
Yes.
Dude.
Okay, so all you got to know, there's this kid played by the kid from Everybody Hates Chris. I'll try to actually call him by his character name, Cyrus.
Cyrus.
Because his best friend in the movie's name is Chris. Why would you do that? No. That's so confusing.
Chris, and we have Chris.
Just call him Billy or something. Like, we don't need another Chris. But yeah, so...
Cyrus and Stanley.
Stanley. Yeah. Cyrus is like... the choir at the beginning, they start with a regular gospel song, then they spice it up and they go into like the, like, you know, modern, like, very happy, upbeat gospel song, which is funny because it's not rap.
No, it's not.
It's just upbeat gospel song. It's like, I don't know.
His dad is very, I don't know.
Very old fashioned. Very,
super
very
old fashioned. He just wants the,
straight happy
hymns.
Day. Oh, happy day.
But that's not even true because his dad was fine when they were doing the song regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Before
beat change. It just like got more upbeat. It's weird. It's really weird because then the dad goes up and he's like, hey, I don't approve of rap and it's the devil's music. You shouldn't be doing this. And then Cyrus is like, ah, man, them's the breaks.
Darn it.
Darn it.
Crap.
Like, yeah, Disney movie.
I can't do the rap songs anymore. isn't that not so cool, my friend Chris?
Oh, this isn't hip at all.
This isn't straight.
So then Chris is like, hey, bro, don't even worry about it. We got to go to a club because you work at the club. And I also go to the club, so make sure you sneak out. It's like, wait, you don't have to sneak out anymore, right? Because you're a grown man. And Cyrus is like, nah, fam, I don't have to sneak out.
Man. I'll be there. I ain't gonna sneak out. I'll be there. Next scene,
he's sneaking out, right? And again, we're still invested. Not bad. Okay, all right. So, you know, sneaking out scene, the father doesn't notice. You know, he looks out the window, and Cyrus hides in the bushes, and then, you know, sprints to the club. Or, sorry, he takes his moped.
Yeah, it's a moped.
Moped rider. That's important. It's important that you know that because there's a track that mentions it. Get used to that in this movie. Random scenes happening just so that a later line will make sense.
Yep.
So, yeah, he gets to the club, and Chris is there, and it's like, hey, bro, look over there. It's two people rapping on stage. And Marcus and I were like, oh, snap. Like, I even said, like, is this 8 Mile? Like, what's happening? Is there a rap battle? What's going on?
About to start, but then.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Okay. So
the bait and switch.
Yeah, and it's funny, too, because it's a club, and Marcus was like, yo, what club is this? Yeah, like, no, that letting in these kids?
They're literally, I think they're high school age. It's never said, is it? I don't think they do say, but I think they're high school age, and they're out here going to this club. It's like a nightclub where they're showing off their rap skills.
Yeah,
and,
but it's like a Disney nightclub, so they serve glasses of milk.
and
it was right there. It's like they had a whole like checklist of black things, and they got it out of the way real quick, which you know, I don't mind. I think that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then the two people on stage start rapping, and there are these dancers there who at first you think is part of like one rapper's crew, or like each, some of the dancers are part of one rapper's crew, the others are from another guy's crew.
Yeah.
But like the minute one rapper starts losing, they just huddle over to the guy who's winning, and it's really funny.
So we came up with the whole concept where it's like the rappers are like, I mean, the dancers are hired by the club.
Yeah.
Dance for whoever's winning.
They're neutral. They're literally neutral. They switch sides. And then they start rapping, and it's not bad until they start singing, right?
Oh,
and it's like, oh man, this is a Disney movie.
I forgot.
This is a Disney movie. And like, it's not, you know, even the singing, it's all right.
It's not
until, and here's the line.
Oh, yeah.
Anything you could do, I could do better. I'm like, oh no.
So Disney. And I was like, why are they putting this on the rap battle?
The rap track.
It's no. Put it on any rap track. It's like, cause this movie's all about like rap songs that are like uplifting or whatever, except for the point where he disses himself.
Most of them are diss tracks, actually.
Really?
Most of the raps
are
just disses. Yeah,
you're
which I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'm so glad they didn't feel the need to turn their raps into some like positive message.
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
Believe in yourself.
If you work hard, then you can achieve. And if you achieve, you believe.
Yeah.
No, they actually call the truth of I don't believe you.
Yeah. I'm not a believer. You say your name is truth, but I'm not a
believer.
Basically that whole rap scene happens,
yes.
And then this guy who's the antagonist, kind of the closest thing to an antagonist,
literally the closest thing to the villain of the movie.
Because he's just a bully and he wears red, and his name is The Bling, or Da Bling. It's The Bling because this is Disney.
Yeah, no,
THE Bling.
Ebonics.
We can't make the movie too black.
Yeah, it's very funny because I pointed out that they talk, right? Like the their speech patterns are very close to like slang, but not.
It never goes.
They never go all the way. And
yeah,
that's the point where you're just like, what are they saying?
Which feels so inaccurate. Like, it just feels like, where are they? Like, where?
Like,
what location?
Yo, they're supposed to be in Atlanta. They're supposed to be in Atlanta.
Yeah, why are they talking like this?
Bro, pull up any video of people talking in Atlanta. Any video of people talking in Atlanta.
So then what happens is, I almost said Chris.
Cyrus.
He drops a drink on the bully, and then the bully stands up and it's like, hey man, watch where you're going. So
nerd!
You look like Steve Urkel.
You nerd! Steve Urkel nerd!
Yeah, those are his bars. And then... the Bling starts rapping and dissing him, and then
Cyrus,
thank you. Cyrus is like, man, you think that's all you got? I could think of 5 better ways to diss me. Then he comes up with 10, and he raps them to this really slow beat, and it's slow and it's dull, and
it's very boring.
The background dancers, one holds up the other dancer and strums him like a guitar.
Yep.
It's the best scene in the whole movie.
And it's pretty great. my issue with this scene is the mixing of the song.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah, the background music is way too loud.
It's just super high, and then he's all like, you're supposed to be able to hear him diss himself.
Mm-hmm.
I could barely hear it. I didn't even know it was supposed to be him dissing himself. I'm not going to lie.
Like, okay, like, give me a beat. Give me a beat. John, that's how it sounds.
100%. 100%. Hundo P.
It's like, what does he say? My feeling. Okay, so yeah, and then he just makes 10 raps about himself, like he 10 ways to diss himself, right?
And the dancers are really getting into it.
Yeah, and then the bully calls him Steve Urkel, and then his feelings are so hurt that he leaves the club.
Which
despite
is his job.
That's true too. He
this
just
man
dips.
Just left his job.
He just dips. But what's so funny is that like, you were just dissing yourself, man.
Yeah.
Steve Urkel is what breaks you.
Oh man, I can't be Steve Urkel from the show.
The next scene requires me to not be here. So
I guess you win this time, bully man.
Cyrus goes home with his friend Chris, and on the TV they see their old friend Roxy, who Chris, the best friend Chris, sees her, and he is just like,
he's like, oh man, yo, she looks so fine. She finer than fine wine. My goodness. Oh, I remember back in third grade. Oh, she used to make my loins quake.
Yeah.
And then there's a shot where it's on Chris, but like, all right, it's on Cyrus.
It's on Cyrus.
But Chris is in the background. He's
shaking
like,
his arm.
Really shaking.
And it's like, what is wrong with this guy?
There,
yeah.
Bro?
What's wrong with him?
This man is.
And like, that's the whole thing with Chris as a character. He just wants to get laid.
That's it.
That's
it's
it.
Weird.
That's
it's
all.
Very
that's
strange.
All it is. It is weird. Okay, so then we cut back to church, and then the pastor is all like, "Hey, yo, rap is bad. It's the devil's music.
The devil's music."
And that's my part of the movie for this first act. And then we cut away. Literally, that's all that happens. And I hate that about this movie. Every now and then, we're reminded, "Hey, remember this church plot that would be infinitely better?" Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now let's go back to the stupidness. Anyway. Roxy, we see Roxy's life, and Roxy's famous, but she doesn't want to be famous, and it's like, hey man, I don't like this style, and then her producer is all like, yeah, well, the newspaper's saying they hate you, but they're just haters, ignore them, and Roxy's like, okay, and then she listens to a song that
there's a contest, put out some music, and then you'll be, I'll listen to it, and maybe you'll be the new rap girl, maybe, who knows, you'll rap with me. And then, you know, Chris and Cyrus are all like, yo, I'm going to be the guy.
Yeah, that's true. They both submit. Yeah.
I'm going to be the guy. No, I'm going to be the guy. I'm going to get Roxy. It's like, well, you don't deserve Roxy. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So then Chris goes home and makes a song, and Cyrus makes, it's more than love. It's more than a crush. It's more than like. It's more than love.
You know that TikTok song?
Yeah,
this is where it comes
from. I didn't know that. And I'm honestly, if there's one thing I will thank you guys for doing to make us watch this, it's. Now I know where that song's from.
That's the origin of that song.
That's literally it. But yeah, they do that. They submit, and then Roxy's at home listening to the songs, and then yeah.
Yeah, and then Roxy listens to it and she likes it, and then it's like, man, and she sees the picture, and it's a picture of Chris and Cyrus. And it's like, oh, he calls himself Truth, and for some reason they assume that Chris is the one that made the rap, but it's not. It was Cyrus.
Yes.
And there you go. It was at this moment that my interest in this movie...
Gone. Immediately.
Because I right away realized, oh, this is a mistaken identity plot. That's all it is. That's all we're going to do.
Yep.
And we're going to spend a majority of the movie with the, well, she likes Chris because Chris wrote those romance songs, but it wasn't really Chris. And then they're gonna reveal the truth, and then the liar reveal. That means she has to be mad at him now, but they wait to do it like way too late.
Literally, the movie.
So she just forgives them right away. Like, it's really dumb.
It just feels like it was a wasted plot.
It's a waste of time.
Why'd they do it, man?
Like.
Why they do my movie like this? Why they do my boy like
Look,
this?
I'm just gonna break this down right now. I'm gonna close my notes. We'll come back to them.
Right.
Okay, here's the thing with this movie. How much more interesting would it have been if the plot was just, I almost said Chris, Cyrus.
Mm.
Cyrus's conflict was about whether or not he wanted to be a mainstream hip hop artist, because he has the equipment. I mean, he works for it,
yes.
Right? Or be that church boy that he is. If that was the conflict, it'd be more interesting, especially because his dad disapproves of that kind of music.
100%
literally, the guy has to sneak out of his house just to go
to work,
right? So like, you know, a strict upbringing, you know, well-meaning, but it's limiting him, and it's limiting his talent and his capability,
yeah.
Right? How much more of a punch would it be if like, we went along with that plot? You could do more stuff with Cyrus as a character instead of him just being... Oh, the awkward... Like, what did he go through? What change did he go through required that made him more confident?
Literally,
He went on a couple dates with Roxy.
That's it. You can't even say that he was betrayed, because...
Nothing happened.
The fight that he has with Chris gets ended.
It gets solved the next day. Like, nothing is, oh my gosh, nothing has any consequence in this movie. And, like, even some of the songs serve no real purpose to the plot.
Yep.
Like, cut out some of the music and the plot's the same. Where that's not how musicals are supposed to work.
Yeah.
The song is supposed to service either what the character is thinking, right? Or it's supposed to, like, okay, you're advancing the plot. Like, we get a couple songs like that. Like, the song at the end where Roxy and Cyrus are sing-rapping to each other.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yeah,
that's plot relevant. That matters.
100% plot relevant song.
Right? But so many of the songs, like, More Than a Love, we even said, More Than a Love, that song.
Mm.
How much cooler would it have been if we got, like, a reveal of what that song was instead of it being a montage song?
Like, what we were saying was when he's doing the, so when he's making the song to send into Roxy, rather than having the song literally play with his voice going with the song in the background, why not just have the beat? Because, like, not only is he a rapper, he's an engineer, so he could be making the beat for the song, and all we hear is the beat in the background.
Mm-hmm.
He gets it sent off to Roxy, you hear, like, the snippet part, but eventually later on in the movie, you hear the whole song.
Yeah, and it's literally building up to the song that made him win. That'd be way cooler.
Yeah.
Because you got glimpses of it, right? And it'd be even more interesting, like from a thematic standpoint, if we never heard it until Chris, like, the best friend, was the one to perform
it. Because
then we would be seeing it the same way that the audience or the public would be seeing it.
That'd be
way more interesting.
100%.
And it would also show off Chris's dance talent that may have gotten mentioned earlier and, like, just didn't matter.
Kind of just, like, glossed over.
Yeah, Chris. Chris can dance, guys. He's not useless.
Yeah. But don't worry, Chris isn't the worst character in this movie.
No. Generic mistaken identity plot. And then Chris is in the studio with Roxy. Yes, we just jump, dude. We just jump to the point. Because there's a point where Roxy's at the club and then the bully's there. It doesn't matter.
That whole point. Like, you clued in what the movie was going to be in right before that. But that point was what solidified it for me. I was like, oh, man, I'm going.
Yeah, because
I am sleeping.
Right there. It literally didn't matter. The bully's like, you suck. And then it's like, all right, let's go.
Yeah.
And like, Roxy has a whole song, and it's a great song. Yeah. Every song that Roxy sings is great. Every single song Roxy's in is amazing.
Yeah, they're all good songs.
All of them.
It's really unfortunate that the worst character in the movie
has
some of the best songs.
You know, ironically, I'd probably say Chris is the worst character, but
it's
just Roxy has no character.
Nah,
that's the problem.
You're right. You got me there.
She has no personality.
She's just... As
I want to be myself. And Marcus even said, well, I guess, can we see that? Can we see what herself is?
It's a yellow dress.
Yeah, that's it. Disney doesn't know how to dress these
Spoiler
kids.
Spoiler alert, it's a yellow dress.
Yeah.
That's herself.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Oh yeah, so they're in the recording studio.
Yes, and then Chris is there, and he's like pretending to rap, but it's actually Cyrus behind, and it's like, okay. And then Roxy walks up and she's like, hey, yo, freestyle for me. And then Chris tries to freestyle.
It's horrible.
And he can't.
It's bad.
Because Chris isn't good at that.
He's not good at
rapping.
He's
just a dancer.
Yeah.
And then Cyrus speaks into the microphone, into Chris's headphones, and it's like, hey, repeat after me. And then he, like, says this poem to Roxy, even though Roxy said, I'm going to drop a beat and then you freestyle.
But then she doesn't
drop a beat at all. She snaps her fingers a bit.
Liar.
Liar. False. I'm disappointed in you, Roxy.
Man, out here rapping with the truth, you kind of a lie right now.
I ain't a believer.
I ain't. Call yourself a truth? Well, I ain't a believer.
Okay, so yeah. Chris tells him what to say, and it was right here where I literally said to Marcus, what wasted potential? Because now for the rest of the movie, all that's going to be is the mistaken identity trope. That's all it is. That's what most of this movie is. And it sucks, because every time the movie's not that, it's great.
It's good!
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Like, the whole conflict with the dad, it's amazing. It's well written. It feels believable. My favorite scene... Okay, hang on. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
So,
I wish I could have taken down the time signature of when the movie... started to pick up again. We started to pick up again.
Yeah. Okay, so Marcus said to me, hey, man, this is a black neighborhood. Where's the barber shop? And shortly after that, we saw the little spinny thing with
barber
the red, blue, and white.
Like, there it is.
So there it is. You can't have a black movie without the barber shop. What you doing? What you doing, Disney? Cyrus. He's in his workplace, and he's sweeping floors, and then he starts rapping for no reason. and it's just him, like, literally, he's rapping
ones and twos,
for
yeah.
no reason. Yeah. No reason at all he's rapping inside of his workplace, which is, it's fine. Really, yeah. it's fine, but I said to Marcus, oh, and then Roxy's going to walk in on him and see that he's the real truth. He's truth, right? He's the real rapper. And guess what happens? Roxy walks in on him and sees that he's a rapper.
But
she doesn't figure out that he's the truth.
Oh, my God. Like,
how dumb is... Oh,
yo, you have to be... Like this is the case of Superman right here. Like, Clark
yep,
Kent.
Yep.
Like, oh, man. Clark is never here when Superman's out.
Yeah.
And when Superman's like not around,
oh,
Clark's always
here. Wait a minute. So, Cyrus, you write all of Chris's beats and his music and his lyrics. It's almost like...
You're the rapper! Or something.
Yeah. Also, you know, the song that was about you, Roxy, he wrote it.
Huh. Also, weren't you in the studio at the same time as Chris the other day?
That's true, too.
Huh.
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 So, yeah, and then the two go out of town to, like, talk to each other, and it's so that we, the audience, understand that there's chemistry between the two, which, yeah, okay, fine, okay, but yeah, why does it go on for like, ever? And
yeah.
And then they go to a place and they talk, and then they go to another place and they talk, and then they go to another place and it's outside and there's a freestyle rap happening.
Yeah.
And then
oh wait, hold on, before we could go all the way and to the freestyle rap, they go to a jazz place to listen to some music.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I have to do that. Yeah. So
they're listening to some jazz songs. They're like, oh wow, like they name off some artists. It's like, oh wow. And they listen to it. It's like, oh wow, so old school. And
and this is the part where I edit in all the funny ideas we had. A freestyle rap is happening outside of the
park.
In the park, yeah, just in the middle of the night. And this one rapper is there, and he's only there so that it makes sense for him to be there at the end of the movie. It's so you know who he is.
It kind
of
looks like a discount Super Hot.
Super Hot.
If you know who Super Hot fires.
Yeah. So they start rapping, and then the Super Hot Fire guy wins, and I noticed, I'm like, hey, so far, like, every rap has had a line about people's breath being bad. That's interesting. I wrote that down. So then what happens is Cyrus tells Roxy, hey, you used to be at our church when you were 8. You should come back to church and sing. And she's like, no. And he's like, yes. And she's like, okay.
More signs of a good movie.
Right? Way. Yeah. Oh, here, coming up. This is my favorite scene. Yeah. This is literally my favorite scene of the movie.
Best part. Oh, my gosh. You're right.
It's the best part.
Yeah, this is the best part of the movie.
It is the best part of the movie. Because then it, like, it's plot relevant and it carries through the rest of the movie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Almost so brought it back.
It almost brought it back single-handedly. So what happens is Roxy goes to Cyrus's church and performs, like, full performance, the whole 9 yards, right? Great song. Again, when Roxy sings, the song's amazing.
Always good.
Always
weird,
good.
Yeah.
And it's cool, too, because Chris is playing the piano for her and stuff like... Not Chris. Cyrus. Sorry.
Cyrus, yeah.
this isn't going to happen.
Hey, it's great.
I'm just going to cut to Chris Rock, like real-life Chris Rock every time that happens, so they know. So, yeah, he's playing for her and stuff like that. It's really good. Roxy sings, and then the pastor, like, the audience loves it too, if memory serves correct,
yeah,
right? They enjoy it.
Yeah.
And then the pastor gets on stage, and he's like, music is a good thing, but this rap stuff, this hip-hop stuff that you're doing, nah, God doesn't approve of it. And if you keep this up, you'll never be forgiven. It's like, sometimes it's too late for people to come back to church. They can't just expect to walk back in and be welcomed just like that.
Never heard of a pastor that said, nah, you can't.
You can't be forgiven.
You cannot be saved.
Yeah.
You make rap music. You going to hell.
Literally, the only... closest thing to any potential crime, this little girl who just performed at your church,
literally,
by the way,
literally for free,
just performed at your church. The only thing she's done that you don't like, oh, she makes music that Like, she's not even a rapper.
She's not, bro.
That's the funny part. She's not.
She's not.
She's just a mainstream singer.
She makes commercial music.
That's
and you're
it.
Just like, that's the devil stuff, right?
Well, I don't approve of it. And then he's like dissing her in front of the entire congregation.
Yeah.
And he goes on. Embarrasses her. And he goes on to basically just say, like, nah, you're evil because what? She wasn't at church the other week, like,
literally,
for like a while. Like,
you're evil because you
and you're a bad influence.
You got rich and you act like you didn't know nobody.
Yeah, it's like, really, bro? Like, come on, chill. And and you know, as far as writing is concerned, that's a good scene.
Yes,
because it shows you really who the father is, and I love that. You know, the scene that's literally coming up next, the wife.
Yeah.
Calls him out for
it.
Puts him in check. Puts him in his place. And I also love, too, when he gets back to the house, when the dad goes back home, his wife is sitting there and it's like, hey, no. Right?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, man, you know. And like it you can tell that he's very stern in front of everybody.
Yeah.
But when he's talking to his wife, I don't know if you know what. Like that forceful,
yeah, no,
like
that was the one time that he wavered.
Yeah, he showed that he was vulnerable because, like, okay, he's with his wife. He's being, you know, not the strong dad, like, oh, a father figure, got to be authoritative, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, that's really good character writing. As soon as he sees his wife, those guards are down.
Yeah, everything goes down.
Right? Yeah, and then he doesn't even argue with her about what just happened.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what? Yeah, maybe you're right.
Yeah,
maybe
went
I
too
went
far.
Too far.
Yeah.
Right? I shouldn't have done that. That was very disrespectful. So then what happens is the wife realizes Roxy's going to be filming a music video, which relates to Chris and Cyrus's plot, just down the road at the club that
Cyrus works
at.
Ha
ha.
That's
yeah, that Cyrus works at. And it's like, oh, that's cool. Right? That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So the dad, who's ready to apologize to Roxy, is about to discover that Cyrus works at the club.
Mm-hmm.
And again, interesting stuff. Good, right? Okay, cool.
Yeah, because
then, you know,
cool.
That's going to, like, reinforce his hatred for that kind of stuff, if you think about it, because here's his son rebelling. Man, there is good stuff in here.
100%.
But it's covered in doo-doo.
There's a bunch of, like, there's a lot of doo-doo caca in the middle of this movie.
Yeah, really, the middle, though. Like,
it's
a big chunk.
It's very strange.
So what happens is the dad goes there to apologize. He sees that Cyrus is working there, and he gets really angry. And it's like, Cyrus, you go back home. And Cyrus is like, no.
No, Dad.
And again, what happened to make Cyrus change?
The character change?
What happened?
I guess it would be...
Talking to Roxy.
Yeah, talking to Roxy and then having Roxy, like, his dad make fun of, or, like, blowing Roxy out of the church.
So he's just...
He's just standing up for Roxy.
Beta.
Yeah. No, you're 100%. Say it, bro.
His entire motivation revolves around Roxy.
100%.
That's 100%. Wow.
Literally the only reason why Cyrus, like, ever mans up is because, like...
He has a crush on a girl.
Yeah. That's it. We think...
We were making jokes about it, but no, it's actually why.
We think Chris is the one with bad motivation. He at least he knows what he wants.
At least he's motivated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cyrus is just like, but I don't know. He needs Roxy to tell him to do something.
Tell him.
Or to get her hurt.
Wow,
for
he's
him
just
to do
a man child. Like, he's just a baby.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, what I do like is that he says no to his dad, and his dad's like, well, we'll deal with this later.
Yeah.
Right? And then
I like that he says no, and it's all like, I have a job. I'm working.
Yeah, that too. His dad's angry. Okay, wait. I mean, let's get there first because it's the next scene.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, so then Cyrus gets back home. So Cyrus gets back home and then the dad is right there. And it's like, yeah, Dad, I was just at work. Like, I'm doing this. And then the dad's like, no. Look, I don't care if Jesus himself came down here and told you to work. He's testing you. And I'm like, this is the worst pastor.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not the worst. But, like, this guy does not realize... How what he's saying is so bad. Your son wants to have a job to pay for his own music equipment, right? Your son, he's ambitious enough to take the initiative.
Yeah.
And you're saying that no, because I say so. And it's literally the dad, like, twisting things and saying that, oh, well, you know, my rules are more important than whatever you believe, which is, like, even him bringing up Jesus.
Yeah.
And it's like, again... You know, I obviously I'm not saying I agree with this guy at all. Good character writing.
100%.
Like, we get what's happening here. We get that this guy, he's really
is caught up in his own ways.
Very old school.
Very old school, very stuck in his ways, you know. Cyrus isn't a rebellious son. It's just his interests, they conflict with what his dad would want him to do, right? 100%. Like, because Cyrus isn't a bad guy. He's not out there doing drugs or anything like that, right?
Cyrus is such a hardworking individual that he will sneak out of his own house at night to go and work a job.
Yeah.
So then he can pay for his passion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any kid.
His passion, which is music writing, which is literally what he does at church.
Exactly.
It's just his dad doesn't like the way he does it.
Yeah.
And that's a good message. Mm-hmm. That's a real, they do, the whole thing with Cyrus, his dad, his faith, and hip-hop, that's really good.
Great movie right there.
You have an awesome movie. You didn't need all this mistaken identity stuff with Chris and Roxy. You really did not need Chris and Roxy. You really didn't. I mean, you could have Roxy and have Cyrus, you know, become famous and, like, be conflicted there. That's fine. Yeah. But, and I was like, yo, the dad's being such a horrible pastor right now. Talking about even if Jesus told you. I'm sorry. Last time I checked... He's the voice you should be following.
No, but Dad, it's literally Jesus.
It's literally Jesus.
If I don't go, we're going to be damned to hell.
Dad. Is that what you want, Dad? And then what's weird is literally, no joke, no word of a lie, we have a time skip.
Oh, yeah. It's like a whole montage where Cyrus is looking at magazines or whatever, and Chris, who is the truth, is, like, doing tours and magazine stuff with Roxy, and, like, they're making songs together and all this junk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he sees the guy in a taxi.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He sees the bully driving a taxi. Now, again, remember, these scenes only exist so that later lines make sense. Mm-hmm. Because that scene shouldn't have happened. There's way better ways you could have written that.
100%.
You could literally have, oh, no, someone smashed my moped. Gotta take a taxi. And then you could actually have a funny conversation between the two.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, you could.
100%. Oh, my gosh.
How much better would that have been? Yeah?
Missed opportunity.
Because then you'd actually see that there are layers to the guy instead of, Cyrus just saying, you know, just show them who you really are. It's like, wait, we don't know who he really is. We have no idea.
Zero.
Yeah.
I was confused at the taxi scene because, like, he lets an elderly woman out of the car, and I'm just like, oh, wow, bully guy is actually nice, and he's, like, helping the old people driving around town in his taxi.
He's
just a taxi driver.
We're doing nothing with that. This is only to service the final song.
Clearly, I
between
gave him
the two.
Too much credit, and the so man just drives dumb. A taxi for money. Like,
why?
What are
you... So a song plays while this is happening, and I said to Marcus, I'm like, bro, the music doesn't service the movie in any way. It's just, we just play a song because we wrote 14 songs or like whatever, and you have to put the song there.
They're just
you have to
over and everywhere.
Yeah,
everywhere.
And it's just like, wait, but okay, you wrote the song, and there's a meaning in the song. Mm. Put it
like,
in the movie.
It's not like there was a TV show that was just like, and here's the episode where this song was made, and what happens with Truth and Roxy and Cyrus while they're making this. No.
It's just in the background
it's
of
just
a
in
montage.
The background, and you have to assume that this song was made by these guys.
That's the thing. Was it? Like, it's so weird. Was it made?
I don't know.
It's not made clear at all.
I don't know.
It's just.
I just have to assume, right?
Yeah, I guess so. And Roxy still hasn't figured anything out.
Yep, no, nothing.
So, yeah, and then the dad, during that montage, catches Cyrus sleeping, and his lyric book is out, just, you know, just right there on the bed. And the dad decides to go into the room, and he sees the lyric book with Cyrus's lyrics. And then he reads it, and yeah.
Yep.
So then the next morning, Cyrus wakes up, and then the dad's like, Cyrus is like, look, Dad, I'm going to my friend's thing so that he doesn't screw up. There's a whole plot about Chris. They got angry at each other, and Chris is like, yo, man, I don't need you, even though I need to perform... You know,
for a rap
competition.
The Summer Slam is he has to perform it without backup vocals. And he's like, oh, yeah, I can do this. I got this. And Cyrus is all like, bruh,
I'm the rapper, not you. Yeah.
You're about to crunch this friendship and have no one to do the vocals? Okay, sure.
I literally said to Marcus, I'm like, that'd be like if we had a dance choreographer, both of us,
yep.
and we fired them before they ever taught us anything about dancing, and their dance is tomorrow.
And we'd be like, Apple.
Yeah, no, you know what? We got this. We got this, man. We don't need this dance choreographer.
Give me my money back.
Yeah, literally. Literally, that'd be so dumb. It's like, is his ego so big that he doesn't realize that this he's done for? Yeah. Like, he's gonna lose.
How are you going to fake a voice?
Yeah, you can't. Doing?
Are you a ventriloquist? Like, no, you're not. You're a dancer.
For real. So then what happens is Cyrus, he tells his dad about that. It's like, yeah, I gotta go because I don't want Chris to fail. And then the dad's like, okay, look, before you say anything, I want you to know I read through your lyrics and I thought they were pretty good. You know, once I got over the fact that they were rap songs, and he said, maybe I got so caught up in the genre, you know, the style, how it was being presented, that I missed the message. Mm. And that right there is the most powerful scene as far as morals, as far as, like, learning, characters developing. And I love that it's the dad who develops, not really Cyrus. It's the dad that goes through a big deal of development.
Do you remember what we said when this happened?
What?
We like to interrupt this pile of doo-doo
for the message.
Yeah, for the message.
Literally, the movie's that 5-minute scene is the whole movie's message.
But the problem is, it has nothing to do with the Chris and Roxy plot
at all.
That whole discussion with the dad has nothing to do
with the main plot.
Why can't we just focus on that then? That's a way better plot.
We really should have.
That was the movie.
Yes.
I'm telling you, that was
it's the movie. It's a better
that
movie.
That was the movie that was pitched to BET, and this is the movie that was sold to Disney.
To Disney, yeah. Oh, my gosh. So then he approves, and then they go to the club, and then Chris is vomiting because he's nervous.
He's weak. Yeah. Vomiting on his sweater already.
So then that rapper that you saw in the park is there, and then the bling is there.
The bling.
And then Roxy's there, and she tells her designer, hey, man, I'm not wearing this anymore. I want to be myself. And she comes out in a yellow dress.
Just a yellow dress.
And then
dress.
Cyrus is there, and it's like, hey, yo, yeah, I'm here to help and support Chris. And then what happens is Chris is like, hey, man, I don't know what to do. It's like, all right. And then Chris gives Cyrus the microphone. So then when, what's her name?
Roxy
goes on stage. She's like, starts singing and stuff.
Starts the duet, yep.
Yeah, starts the duet that they have to perform, yes. And then, and then Cyrus comes out instead of Chris. And it's like, yeah, I'm the truth. Maybe I'm the real thing. I'm the guy, and I'm the one with the bling, right? And yeah. And then he goes
good
on.
Rhyme.
He goes on, and he's just like... She's like, what? How is it you? You've been lying to me this whole time. But this is all done in song,
which
I love, by the way.
It's really interesting.
It's great. And Marcus, remember what you said? Where you're like, imagine this happening in real life.
Yes.
How
oh
awesome
gosh.
That would be! All
right, so let me lay this scenario down for you, right? All right, so it's been like weeks, right? It's been Roxy who's been super famous, and she's got the truth, like her boyfriend or whatever, right? And and they're working.
Yeah, it's public.
Together.
It's public.
It's public.
Yeah.
Like you see Chris as the truth with Roxy, right? And then it's like, oh, we're doing our first like duet show, right? And then they go to do the duet. Roxy's on stage, and then this random guy, this guy that nobody knows, shows up and he says, I'm the truth. I'm the real truth. I'm the rapper. And that he's just the friend or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Roxy starts rap singing.
Responding in song. It's so
like,
good. Yo, it's so good.
She starts rapping to Cyrus and then turns.
Yep.
And starts rapping to
Chris.
And then turns and starts rapping to Cyrus. And then it's like back and forth. Cyrus drops down on his knees. Imagine being in the audience.
Yo, how lit would that be? It's like you'd think that was choreographed.
Bro,
but
it's all fake.
Freestyle. Yeah, you'd think it was fake.
Yeah,
you're so right.
100% you'd think it was
it's
fake.
It's all publicity, but no.
No.
Like, and it's like, okay, why is it that we have songs that do service the plot? Like song.
Yeah.
Where if you remove that, you miss a whole plot point. You'd be like, wait, why are they mad now? Yeah. So that's where the liar reveal happens. An hour and 28 minutes into this 2-hour movie.
Yep.
That's horrible. Really and there's bad. A time skip.
Really bad.
Which means Roxy never figured it out. She literally says to Cyrus at one point, yeah, you know, I wish that Chris and I gelled as well as you and I do. It's like, you know, it's almost like.
it's almost like I'm the truth.
Yeah. There's a whole thing about Chris trying to cheat on her. And so, who cares? So then, yeah, Truth sees him. Oh, yeah. So then what happens is. Roxy's like, I hate you guys. She goes to her room and then it's like, no, like we only did this because we're idiots. And she's like, yeah, you are. It's like, yeah, you know, I felt something when I wrote those lyrics. Then she slaps him across the face and she's like,
you feel that?
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, did you feel anything? She's like, no, psh, you feel that? Like,
do it again. Maybe I will.
So then, joke's on you. I'm into that. So then what happens is, Roxy leaves and then it's like, oh man, it's like, well, Cyrus, you still got to do the rap at the end. It's like, why? I'm a $1 million like record guy. Like, why do I need to face off against these freestyle chumps?
Yeah.
It's like, all right, whatever. So then, yeah.
Oh yeah. So because the whole song, like, they were gonna do a performance before the two rappers finish off their battle,
which they do off screen.
Yeah, Da Bling and
Super Hot Fire. He had a name. He had a name. But yeah,
Da Bling wins off screen.
Off screen.
And then Cyrus, who is now the Truth. Formally.
Yep. Just a reminder too, the Bling is the bully from the movie.
That's true. He is the bully.
He shows up periodically in this movie. Like very sporadically he shows up.
Honestly though, when he's on screen, it's kinda lit.
He's hilarious.
He's kind of
he's really funny.
He drops some gems.
He does. He really
bro.
Does.
But so
they're on stage and Cyrus starts rapping against him. What?
So they're on stage, and Cyrus is like, all right, here's the trophy. And then the Bling, being the Bling, is all like, hey, yo, Urkel, what you doing up here? What is it? A truth or a lie? What? Come on. And then they start having a rap battle.
Yeah, they have a rap battle. And it's not bad.
No, it's not.
Honestly, I feel like the first rap was the best of the raps, in my opinion. It's like, off memory. Just trying to think.
You mean the first diss battle?
The beginning, yeah.
Yeah.
Where none of the main characters were doing it.
Yeah, no.
I think that was like that wasn't bad.
I thought the best raps were from the two random strangers in the park.
That's true too.
Yeah. Those two random strangers had the best bars. And it's really random because
he lost.
He lost to the Bling.
He lost to the guy that just kind of.
He just kind of rhymes things every now and then.
Every now and again.
His last one's not that bad though. For the Bling. So yeah, what happens is, Truth wins. He beats the Bling, and he mentions he drove a taxi stuff.
So yeah, he does mention that. But not only does Truth / Cyrus win, he wins after not even entering the contest. The Bling should have got the trophy just off because he won. He actually entered the contest and won. But then Cyrus, a rapper on a label and everything, comes and destroys this amateur.
Yeah, ironically, he's not even signed on to a label. It's Chris that's signed on to the label.
Yeah, exactly. It's
so
Chris.
So technically, technically, Cyrus is just some guy.
He's just some guy
that showed 100%. Up and ripped this guy off.
Yeah, didn't even enter.
I'd be so mad.
Like, do you get me?
If I competed through all the tournament, I like fought all the battles, I faced every rapper, and I made it to the top just for some kid to fight me and I lose.
And I lose. Bro, can I get a movie about the Bling and his redemption story? Yeah. Like,
I'm like, what's his backstory? Why does he feel the need to flex his non-existent wealth? Is it because he's actually poor and he doesn't want people to know that? Like there's you could do something with the character, but they don't. Now we gotta focus on Chris pretending to be who he's not. Anyway.
And flirting with girls. That's it.
Oh, I hate Chris. He's so bad in this.
Everybody really hates Chris.
So yeah, the Truth sees. Okay, every time Roxy sings, it's amazing. So what happens after this? It's very simple. Okay, Chris tells Roxy everything about the Truth, and then Roxy's like, "I don't care. I'm leaving. I'm going on a plane."
Yeah.
And then we cut to Cyrus going to church, and Chris is going to church too. It's like, hey, pastor, is there enough room for me? It's like, yeah, I guess you're saved now, Chris. And it's like, wait, was there like a whole plot about Chris not going to church? Was that a thing?
Yeah, that was in the
BET
movie.
Was that ever a thing?
That was in the BET movie.
Yeah, exactly, bro. the fake movie that we ended up getting.
Yeah, this, what is this?
Yeah, it's like, was there a plot? So then what happens is a limo drives up, and guess what? It's Roxy. And Roxy comes out, and she's like, I was just playing, y'all. So then she goes into I'm not wrong.
You're not.
I'm not. That's it's so dumb. When you have the lie reveal happen so late in your movie that you just have to have the character forgive them instantly.
Just because, yeah.
Just because. So then they're at church, and then they sing a song that's really good, and then the chorus of the song is Let It Shine. You know, this little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. That old classic hymnal that everyone knows.
Yep.
And it's funny because we were both like, oh, Marcus said, oh, they're singing Let It Shine. And we both stood up oh my gosh, the title of the movie. And you know why that's a problem? Let's go back. Let's, okay, Lemonade Mouth, that's the name of the band in the Disney Channel original movie, the DCOM.
Yeah, very true.
Descendants. Oh, they're descendants of Disney villains. It makes sense. That, that's the plot of the movie.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
High School Musical. Hey, they're high schoolers.
And
this is
a
musical.
In high school.
There's a musical in the high school, but also we're watching a musical about high schoolers. Yeah, it works in different ways.
Yeah.
Let It Shine. Now, you could argue that, oh, Cyrus needs to come out and let it shine. Let his talent shine.
Yeah.
But they just sing
Let it shine
at the end.
Yeah. It's never said.
The problem, bro, go back to the beginning of the movie. Make the first song. Okay, we'll just do this because this is the end of the movie, So, beginning of the movie, have Cyrus in the church. Here's how to make this movie better. Have Cyrus in the church. Let the song be This Little Light of Mine.
Mm-hmm.
Let it start with the title. And make it the regular hymnal version, the slow version. Then have it pick up.
Have
the dad disapprove because Cyrus and the whole church and everyone's like uplifted by the new version. But the dad's like, I don't like that devil's music, right?
Get that rap out.
Yeah, but it is Let It Shine, and then have them go home. Have them talk at the beginning of the movie.
Yep.
Have the son and dad talk, and have the son, who's the choir director, by the way, which is why the song changes. Have the son be like, well, dad, isn't this all about letting it shine?
Yeah.
Isn't the song all about showing who you are, showing God who you are, showing Jesus who you are, showing your true self in gospel? I'm still talking about God, Dad, but then have the dad still disapprove.
Like, I don't like that rappity rap.
Yeah.
That's the devil's music.
Yeah, that way, the conflict is established immediately, right, between the father and son. And also you have the title, and why the title is that.
Yep.
You understand what Cyrus is trying to do. He's trying to show himself, show who he really is to his father, instead of this whole stupid plot about fame.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares?
Really stupid.
Who cares? You could literally have the rap battle just be a local thing, and it'd be way better, in my opinion.
You could still have the fame plot, just don't do the pretender plot.
Yeah, the mistaken identity plot. That's what it's called.
Right after the whole father thing that you just said.
Yeah.
He goes to his room. He starts making music, and then
he sneaks out to go to work. Everything else is fine.
It's perfect.
Literally everything else.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Right? They go home and all that stuff. They see Roxy.
You can keep Roxy. Yeah. You can keep the whole Roxy plot. Roxy going to the church. The dad. You know,
just
being mean to her.
When he sends in his thing, don't have Chris send in. Chris can't rap.
Yeah, literally.
Chris, he knows he's a dancer.
Yeah.
He knows he's a dancer from the jump. And just have Chris be the friend that's like, I could get girls just by being in the entourage.
What
I feel like that'd be an easier thing for him to do.
What I said would actually make Chris work as a character. Keep Cyrus as this guy who's too afraid to show who he is because of his upbringing. You know, his dad's been putting him down long enough that Chris doesn't know how to express himself other than through music.
Yeah.
Cyrus doesn't know how to express himself other than through his music. Let Chris be the guy who says, hey, man, you should really get your music. Or even better. Mm. Chris is the one who tells Cyrus, put your music in the competition.
Yes.
Cyrus says no.
Yeah.
Chris does it behind his back.
Yes.
High five.
Yes.
We both thought of the same thing.
Good.
Chris does it behind his back. So then when it's like the winner is truth,
Cyrus is like, hold up,
who's
what?
Truth?
Yeah, yeah, who's truth? But Cyrus is still insecure. Chris is the one telling him, nah, fam, go, do this, do this. And then when Chris meets Roxy,
yeah,
Roxy can take over from there as far as, like, motivation.
Yes.
Roxy can be the one who says, hey, your music's dope. Maybe Chris didn't even hear his song, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Even then, Chris just believes in his friend. But Roxy heard his song, and she, as a famous person, sees the potential. So then Roxy can be the motivation behind him actually letting it shine, mm-hmm, right? And maybe, if you really want to make it cool, the song that he submits is his own rendition of Let It Shine. Like, you could make this movie much better.
Thank you.
So much better.
Thank you.
Cut and the then, bloody check,
then,
Disney.
And then from there, it's like Chris has to decide between his, like, gospel life.
Yep.
And his fame life.
His fame life.
And we said that
At the end, instead of it being a matter of choosing, you know, choosing, oh, I'm just going to stay in church, I'm going to abandon any potential fame and wealth that I could get, or no, forget church, I'm going to go after all these bags and after fame and success. Instead of that, at the end, why not have, this was Marcus's idea,
yeah,
he said, why not have him make it big for gospel?
Like,
for gospel rap.
Gospel rap.
Yeah.
Like, literally just
so
taking...
it's in between.
Yeah.
It's not picking a side. It's carving your own. He's letting it shine, man.
Right there.
Oh, my
Movie.
This movie could have been so much better.
I want to see the original screenplay.
Yes, same.
I want to see the original.
Because there is a good writer here. There is. Because there's some funny lines, too,
yeah,
every
now
and then.
Too much of that thug juice.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? That's such a, it's so
there
random.
Is some funny lines in here. Oh my
Call
gosh.
Call yourself the truth. I ain't a believer.
Oh, like, man, I'm going to have fun editing just that segment of, like, here's how to make this movie better.
Like, my goodness.
Oh my gosh. I don't have anything else to say, really. Like, it could have been better.
Yeah.
And I've never felt that way about any other Disney movie in my life.
Yeah, no, like, for the movie, the potential movie that was there, definitely like an 8.5 out of 10.
Oh, for real?
Hands down.
Because I don't think it's ever been done like this way, with where it's gospel versus rap.
Yeah, no.
I've never seen that before.
No, it hasn't. Like,
yeah.
Even, I haven't even seen it done in a BET movie.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
never.
Like,
it's always, one or the other.
It's if it's like sister act. It's like gospel versus kids that really like soul music.
Yeah, so then Whoopi Goldberg
kind of fuses it. That's it. It's soul, though. It's not rap. It's soul.
I love that reference. That's true.
That's what the movie is.
That's all it is. And it's funny because, like, aren't they Catholic? Which is why that also, it's like trying to get away from Orthodox. Like,
yeah.
But it's not abandoning it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
But see, this is rap, though. This is modern rap.
You could
rap.
Do something different. You could literally, and you know the other thing too, the songs aren't bad. They're not bad.
Not. They're good.
They're actually good songs.
They don't serve
any purpose to the plot, like most of them. Some of them do, but yeah, oh man. This one really got me going today.
Yeah,
you could ask Mark,
no.
Because, you know, if a movie is bad, that's one thing. If a movie's boring, that's another thing. But when a movie that is okay could have been amazing.
Yeah.
Like, could have spoken to me. Like, me personally, on a personal level. That, it sucks. Because it's like,
potential.
That could have been so cool.
Yep.
Also,
yeah.
I will compliment, the actors do a great job.
Oh, yeah.
All of them.
No.
All of them do a really good job.
The actors are really good.
Yeah, all of them do a really good job. Yeah,
like,
I love the who they got to play the dad and the mom.
Mm-hmm,
even
mm-hmm.
though they don't have that many lines, they do their characters really well. I love that when the dad discovers that the son was working, the mom is like, oh, you found out.
It's like, ooh,
great line. It's like, yeah, the mom
out.
Knew.
Yeah.
The dad's just such a blowhard that one told
Mama always knows. Mama knows best.
Oh, yeah. I loved that. That was great.
Oh, one other complaint. Costume choice, not only on Roxy,
yeah, everybody,
but everyone in the movie.
Yeah.
Like Chris, Cyrus's best friend, is dressed up how Disney thinks black people dress, and then Cyrus is just dressed as black nerd with a bunch of colors.
I'm sorry, Cyrus is just dressed as nerd.
Oh, I'm sorry,
like,
nerd.
It's literally just khakis, bright t-shirt, and like a cardigan. It's
mm-hmm.
like, which brother's out here wearing?
Roxy's just all crazy, like, through the whole movie, but
it's justified.
They justify it, which is okay. But then you have Cyrus's boss, who looks he's an outcast from the movie West Side Story. Yep.
And I even said, "Yo, this brother's out here delivering newspapers like a newsie.
He literally looks like a newsie, bro.
Like, that was so weird. Like, and yeah, you caught on to that. You're like, what's he wearing? And I'm like, hold up.
Why is he in a what year is this? With a what year is cat, bro?
And they reference YouTube and Facebook, so we know this is modern times.
Yeah,
it's really funny.
But
and I made the joke of like, yo, he's like his fairy godmother or something. Like at the end, it's gonna be like, oh, I was watching your career this whole time. Or he's Jesus. Oh my gosh.
That's why I have to go to the club,
line.
Dad.
No, and then the dad's line about I don't care if it's Jesus himself who asks you to work, but it was Jesus himself, Dad. I mean. I probably wouldn't do that, but
we're not putting that. But we're not putting that in the final.
If you wanted to, make it an angel or something, you know, something like that'd be funny.
That would be funny.
Yeah, it literally was. But yeah,
but yeah. So for the movie that could have been definitely 8.5 or to an 8, in my opinion. But
the movie that it was, like, I legit like just give it a 4. I don't think out of 10. I don't think.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't pass for me because so much of the movie is just the mistaken identity trope.
Is...
And it's like, we've done this to death. Yeah. And there's so many points where it's like, Roxy doesn't seem like a dumb person. She didn't figure this out.
Yeah, no, she doesn't seem like a dumb person. She's
intelligent. She seems pretty intelligent. So it's like, why doesn't she figure out...
Why can't she put two and two together?
It's just for the sake of the plot.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
It is. That is what holds this movie back.
Yes.
100%. That's what holds this movie back.
That's what ruins it. But yeah, man. Man, let it shine. People are telling me that I really like this because of the plot. And it's funny because... The plot about, the dad and everything. I love that part. I wish that was the focus.
If it was the focus, I honestly, a better movie. I honestly think you would have like a new favorite movie under your belt.
Same.
If they had stuck with the whole gospel church father plot, would have been fine.
And the conflict of the musics. Mm. Oh my gosh. Why? Why did they do this? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I will say... I enjoyed watching this movie more than High School Musical 2. I'll say that.
Me too.
Maybe I should boost the rating. You know what? This movie gets a 5 or a 6.
Yeah.
It passes. It passes because it is a movie.
Something happens
in the movie or in the High School Musical 2. Like, what are we doing? What is so much of this?
High School Musical 2 is literally filler, bro.
Yeah. It is such a filler plot. But yeah, at least this movie is doing something. And you know what really sucks about this movie, though? Mm. Because it ends this way, I'm like, yo, when's the sequel coming out? Because I want to know what happens.
Yeah.
With Cyrus and, like, does he pursue a career in music? We don't know.
Never will we know.
Because we wasted so much time not focusing on that. Man.
As I said, I just wish BET had picked up this movie.
Same.
And just gave it the good treatment.
Yeah.
Like.
Anyway. All right, that's it.